That seems to be the problem, is Yaesu's the only one innovating and coming out with new stuff each year. Meanwhile, the other two are just kind of sitting back and relaxing. Got it. Kenwood THD-75 was their first radio since what? The THD-74, which was 3 or 4 years old at that point. But ICOM does the same thing. They don't put out much, but what they put out is phenomenal. So it's kind of like a pick-your-poison thing. And I don't hate Yaesu. I mean, I do. I hate their customer service, but like my 890 was an awesome radio. I love that thing. I specifically bought that radio because I wanted that radio. So we'll see. We'll see who comes out with some new stuff that's shiny and works better.